Under at Sunrise, acoustic eclectic music for your Sunday morning, heard every Sunday from 7 to 11 Eastern here on 89.5 WHRV HD3 Alt Radio and streaming on the web at 100atsunrise.com, WHRV.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. You know we like to do acoustic sessions here on the show. We have a very special one here today because we have Mr. Nate Sachs and Larry Burwell here in the studio to talk about some big doings going on with the Sea Level Singer-Songwriter Festival, which is coming up in April. How are you guys today?
Super.
Great.
Yeah. But before we get to talking, Nate, you're going to do us a song. Nate won the Tidewater Arts Outreach Singer-Songwriter Festival contest last year. So what are you going to play for us here?
I'm going to play my original tune, The Hard Goodbye. And this is actually the song that helped me win it last year. So
great. Here is Nate Sachs here on Hunter at Sunrise.
The road ahead will treat you well. I know you meant the best, but go to hell. Oh yeah, I'm hoping hard I won't see you again. Just walk away and shoot around that bend. Lord, I wished on four-leaf clovers. I'd turn the whole world over. Then the weight upon my shoulders rolled down my back like boulders. No, I couldn't find a reason to leave you like the seasons. Oh, it always seems so hard to say goodbye. It's so hard to say I love you goodbye. It's so hard to say I love you goodbye. Stumble from my road into my bed. Oh yes, I drink away the hurtful things we said. You know the darkness comes but doesn't pull me down, down, down. Yeah, I'd rather live my life than choke and drown, drown, drown. Well, I close my eyes real slowly. Remembered what you told me. You said wishing ain't no way to play life's hand. Oh yeah, I hope that when we wake up we'll both just kiss and make up. Yes, I hope that we can rise above the hate that tried to take our love. I wished on four-leaf clovers. I turned the whole world over, then the weight upon my shoulders rolled down my back like boulders. No, I couldn't find a reason to leave you like the seasons. Oh, it always seems so hard. Yeah, it always seems so hard. Why does it always seem so hard? Say goodbye, goodbye. Oh, it always seems so hard to say goodbye. It's so hard to say I love you goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Under at Sunrise. here with Mr. Nate Sachs and Larry Burwald here to talk about the Tidewater Arts Outreach Emerging Artists Showcase, which happens during the Sea Level Festival in April, and also about some really interesting doings coming up here in just about a week or so. So, Larry, what's up here with the Tidewater Arts Outreach Emerging Artist thing? I think it just opened, right, for enrollment?
It did. We've swung open the doors of invitation for songwriters all over the area. The Sea Level Festival is actually the first weekend in April, April 4th, 5th, and 6th, and it opens up with a concert with Glenn Phillips of Toad the Wet Sprocket. And then for 3 days, there's a lot of different musical events and a lot of interesting programs that are going on, all music-related. And it culminates with the Emerging Artist Showcase, where the top 10 entrants from the songwriting, singer-songwriting competition are showcased. This year we have the Attucks Theater, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah,
and,
that's right.
It's going to be a terrific place for the friends and fans of these artists to come out. And like I say, it's the culmination of the whole festival. And so it's a great show that happens April 6th. But prior to that, we've got to find the songwriters and the entrants. And so the website to find out more about this, if you're a budding singer-songwriter, is twartsoutreach.org. That stands for Tidewater Arts Outreach, who is the sponsor and the charitable organization that puts musicians and artists in nursing homes and care facilities all over the area, has been doing this for many years, and the festival's been going on for 6 years. So you singer-songwriters out there, please go online to twartsoutreach.org and check out the requirements for submission. And the sooner the better. You actually get a discount in the entry fees if you do it sooner.
Yeah. Now, how many entrants did you have last year?
We had over 70 entrants.
Wow.
And we heard some really good music. I had the pleasure of participating in the sort of the screening process where we had to narrow it down to 10 contestants for the final show, judged by a panel of celebrity judges. Would you know any of those judges, Hunter? Hunter Hughes was one of the judges. Paul Chagrou and Julie Clark this past year were our panel of experienced judges who I don't know, Nate. I think they made the right decision. Will you?
I think they made a good decision. Yeah.
Well, Nate, that was not the first time you had tried, was it?
No, that was actually my third year, and the judges got more intimidating every year, I think.
I bet.
But they made me who I am today. You know, you got to get better every year. So
now, the judging is kind of tough, and I must tell you, I do not relish doing it again, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's going to be a good. Who else is judging it this year? I know Paul is still doing it, but I heard Jeff Mazie.
Well, I'm not certain if that's finalized. A couple of different people have been talked to, but I think Jeff Mazie is in. I can't confirm that 100%.
Okay,
he's certainly a knowledgeable musician and presenting the Veer Awards, which is a whole nother event coming up very soon.
Yeah,
we're all excited about that.
Yeah. So I understand, Nate, you have actually a jingle that goes with the Sea Level Singer Songwriter Festival. Is this true?
Yes. This is a little musical telegram of sorts to reach out to all you artists in Norfolk and Hampton Roads area, put your songs out. So here it goes.
Okay.
Turn off the TV, baby. Turn off the tube. I got a secret, baby. I got some news. I got a song. And I'm sure you all do too. So make that climb. Make that choice. You've got the melody, you've got the voice, you've got the song, you've got a dream, let's make that come true.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, Sea Level 2013.
There you go. Yeah, it goes with the commercial on TV. That's fairly good.
Yeah, I hope so.
Nate Sachs here on Hunter at Sunrise, and we also have Larry Burwell here in the studio. We're talking about the Sea Level Singer-Songwriter Festival and a lot of the different things that go into this festival, even ahead of the April Festival, which, by the way, has a number of events throughout Ghent and, I guess, around Granby Street and even out in Virginia Beach, I think. So a number of things that you can find out at twartsoutreach.org. So, Larry, you were telling me about another thing. It's coming up in just a week.
Well, this is something new that we're doing this year, and we're pretty excited about it. A part of our encouragement for singer-songwriters is to sort of help them not only with their craft, but with preparing their songs for submission and suggestions on ideas for the way that they record and even the way that they compose their songs. And it's a little workshop that we're doing on February 24th, which is a Sunday afternoon. And that's about 3 weeks prior to the submission deadline. The submission deadline is March 15th. So about 3 weeks before that, we're going to do this workshop. And it's going to be hosted by myself along with Nate here, Nate Sachs, who, you know, obviously has some useful tips since he won. Hello.
I might keep some to myself.
Yeah, no, we're not having that, dude. We also are privileged to have Julie Clark helping us with this workshop. She has won the Caraville New Folk Songwriting Competition, placed first in the Great American Song Contest, Folk Acoustic Artist of the Year Award, Virginia Music Award. She is a well-decorated, experienced singer-songwriter who's released a couple of great records. And so the purpose of this is that, you know, having listened to lots of submissions over a couple of years that I've been involved, I always feel like, gee, if I could just put a bug in this person's ear about, don't make your song 7 minutes long, or don't slather it with synthesizers. Some things should be self-evident, but they're not always. We get excited Sure. about our songs. And so the whole idea of this workshop is kind of a coaching, kind of a prepping, along with insights into how these things are judged. And this can apply to this festival or to any kind of songwriting competitions, and frankly, to just the process of songwriting in general. So we're going to spend a couple hours just trying to share ideas and entertain questions and try to help people, as the title of the workshop says, put your best foot forward.
Like you're going to tell them, ignore the guy that's named Hunter in the front row that's trying to judge you. Just ignore him.
Don't be intimidated by the judges if they're frowning. You know, don't let that bum you. It might have been something they ate.
That's my permanent expression.
Maybe they're crying because your song's really beautiful.
Yeah, there you go.
Not because it hurts.
Well, that's kind of an interesting wrinkle on that, that you would prep the people who actually would come and perform compete in this thing. That's kind of neat. I hadn't really thought about that before. Well, so how do you sign up for this?
All right. Well, again, you can go online to the twartsoutreach.org and look for a link to Best Foot Forward or Songwriting Workshop, and you will find information about that, about how to reserve your place. We're going to get everybody together. Like I say, February 24th is the date for that. So sometime prior to that, just go to the site and drop us an email to tell us you're in, and we'll look forward to meeting you there.
Now, can you just show up? Or do you have to sign up ahead?
We're asking for an RSVP so that we know how many chairs to put out.
Okay.
You don't have to pay in advance, but there's a very small fee at the door.
Okay, and that's going to be at the School of Rock. What's the address of the School of Rock?
Yes, School of Rock is 430 Bush Street in Norfolk. So if you go online and you search School of Rock, it's School of Rock, Norfolk.
Gotcha.
But your entry and information needs to come through the TidewaterArtsOutreach.org.
Right, okay. Well, thanks a lot for coming down here today to talk about all this. It's a lot to remember, but I guess if you just go to the website, you'll be able to figure it out.
Right, and we're excited about one more thing.
Oh, yes, we're going to get to this here. First of all, let me tell people that they can listen to this show that we did here this morning at 11:30. We will put it on demand at hunteratsunrise.com, and you can listen to the show again. And, of course, we have our acoustic session podcasts on there as well, so check those out. Tell me about this song we're about to play to close out the show here.
Sure. Well, a few weeks ago, I was talking with my better half, and she said, you know, it'd be really neat at the Emerging Artists competition if all of the contestants, that is the top 10, could come out and sing a song together at the end of the show. And I thought, wow, that'd be a great, great idea and a great way to close the show at the Attics Theater. And so I started scratching my head and going, well, what song are we going to sing? We don't really want to do a cover song. We don't want to do a song by one of the artists because we don't know who's going to win.
Right.
So it occurred to me, and Nate and I were talking about this before the show, that sometimes as songwriters, we need a poke or a spark or something. So that was my spark as a songwriter. I said, all right, I'm just going to have to write a song. And if it's any good, maybe we can use it. So I wrote a song about the mission of Tidewater Arts Outreach, about how they go out and help people and send music and arts into places where people can't really get out. And so I came up with this song called From Your Hands, and we went into the studio with a lot of folks who participate in the Tidewater Arts Outreach organization, including Nate and some of the artists and some of the different folks that work behind the scenes to make this great organization and this festival what it is. So we created this song called From Your Hands about their mission.
Right, and we're going to hear it as we close out today. Thanks again for coming in here today to talk to us about all this. And again, you can check out all this online at twartsoutreach.org. My name is Hunter Hughes. Thanks so much for listening today. Thanks to Nate Sachs and Larry Burwell for coming in today. And here's the song. You've been listening to Hunter at Sunrise here on 89.5 WHRV HD3 Alt Radio Norfolk, Virginia, and hunteratsunrise.com.
There are people in your neighborhood. They love the same things you do. They get out if they could, but something's holding them down. They need somebody. Power to heal is in your hands. Give what you got, or bring what you can. Give them music, love and art from your hands to their hearts.
There are children being cared for, but they're old before their time. There are people up in years, but they are children in their minds. They need somebody.
The power to heal is in your hands. Give what you got, bring what you can. Give them music, love and art from your hands.
What if the tables were turned on you? Wouldn't you want someone to help you through? Oh,
power to give what you got, bring what you can. Give them music, love and art from your hands. The power to heal is in your hands. Give what you got, bring what you